Is that your Godzilla Lithgow impression? Welcome to episode 39 of Bite Size Lemons, creator of the Easy Bib, patent pending.
Patent pending.
What is the Easy Bib, John?
Easy Bib is a website that's used for helping people pass college.
That is true, but what we have created was
a gun.
No,
wait, it wasn't a gun.
It's a scarf that holds the microphone close to your face, so I have to edit less.
Yeah, Easy Bib.
John, what are we drinking?
We're drinking lukewarm milk.
All right, simmer down. What are we actually drinking?
We're drinking boiling milk that Alistair put his finger in.
You're not wrong.
Hot chocolate.
We're drinking hot chocolate. What are we drinking it out of?
We're drinking it out of the Pokeball mugs that I gave you.
My Christmas gift.
Yeah, a Christmas gift. Just the gift of Christmas.
Now, hold on.
Ding 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 ding. Drink this stuff. Hold on, I need to figure out what it's like.
What? Excellent podcasting. It's GIF, people.
GIF,
not JIF.
It's not like.
Stop saying JIF.
It's not like the peanut butter.
It's an acronym. And the first one is graphic. It's not giraffic. It's and GIF,
giraffic,
people.
Much
not
like a giraffe.
Not GIF. Now that we've got that out of the way, welcome to Bite Size Lemons, a nerdy
episode
podcast where we talk about...
GIFs.
GIFs. That is our first foremost...
I'm pretty sure that's the thing. First time that we've actually properly introduced ourselves. Hi,
no, probably.
I'm John.
Hi, I'm John. Oh, Alistair. Oh, we did that on episode one, actually.
Did we really?
I'm pretty sure.
Man.
Which is on YouTube if you wish to watch it.
Do it. Hey, so check this out.
What you got, my guy?
I got this weird, like, finger trick where if I pull on it, it looks like my finger's gone.
You know what? I'm sure all the listeners will love this because this is something they can enjoy. Hold on, show me. No! Incredible.
I actually just cut off my finger.
Yeah, there's blood everywhere.
Yep.
This really works very well for podcasting.
Right.
John, do you know what we do at the beginning of every single episode starting somewhere around the 20s?
Roast 'em, toast 'em.
We do roast 'em, toast 'em. Today is today's victim.
There was that awkward stage where we would just try to explain a Pokemon, but most of the time we were just pooping all over it.
Yeah, so we decided to make it official. So we could officially poop on it.
I was like, Rattata sucks.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. And then we were going to do
a tiny bird Pokemon.
Oh, my gosh.
It's pretty
gosh.
Tiny.
Is that the lost episode?
Yeah. No, that's the episode. That's the episode
Is that
you
with
were
Reggie?
In Scotland.
Well, there's two of those. And there's a lost episode because you never gave me the file, so it's not on YouTube.
Oh, good.
And so maybe one day we'll re-release it, but it's you interviewing yourself.
It is.
And it is so bizarre.
It's so strange.
It's like the craziest, most Dali-ism podcast I've ever heard. I don't even know what to think about it. Anyway, we roast them, toast them, and John is experiencing technical difficulties with the mic. Jigglypuff.
Yeah.
This is episode 39 with Jigglypuff is our Pokemon of the week that we're going to roast toast, and I am roasting, so it is about time.
I'm so glad that I'm not roasting, because I don't know if we'd be able to put this podcast up on air.
Jigglypuff, Jiggly. How come there's no episodes of Pokemon where... Anyway.
Oh, no!
Oh, no! Yeah, so that basically happened. Oh, yeah. So, Jigglypuff, If you ask... Go watch Black Man Loves Pokemon.
Or don't.
Or it's don't. Your life. It's very vulgar. It's great, though. People talk about Pikachu can't fight. Pikachu weak. Anyway, so Jigglypuff. If you ask someone who's not very familiar with and up to date with Pokemon what the most annoying part of Pokemon is, they will guaranteed say...
Meowth.
Jigglypuff. Meowth is endearing because he's got a New York accent.
That's true.
Jigglypuff is the one that just drew on everyone's faces when it couldn't sing and everyone hated the singing. They fell asleep. So, it's like the bad version of Katy Perry.
Yeah.
So, it's like everything wrong with Katy Perry without a level of attractiveness to some people, and it draws on your face.
I mean...
Katy Perry is not my type.
Okay. All right.
Wow, what are we talking about?
We're talking about Katy Perry.
Apparently, Jigglypuff, you're stupid, little round monster, inconsistent eye color. I hate you. You're amazing in Smash. Inconsistent
eye color? Hold on. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Gen 1, it had blue eyes. Gen 2, it had green eyes. So, I don't know what you want.
What the heck? I never noticed that.
Yeah, now you know.
What? That's weird.
Gen 1, 2, and 3, it had green eyes. From then on, it has blue eyes. White dragon.
Blue eyes, white dragon.
It's a blue eyes, white dragon now. You've been roasted. All right, go for it.
I wouldn't mind getting my face drawn on by Katy Perry. So, wow. You've been toasted.
Wow, that's it? Nothing about its viability in Smash Bros? So good in Smash!
All right, okay, so here's the thing. It has its rollout attack, and then it has that put to sleep thing, or where it can, like, one-hit KO people. But it's pretty crazy.
It also has...
I'm toasting. All right, so this thing's awesome. It's tiny, it's got hats, and it can turn into a psychedelic ball that can...
This is only in Smash Bros.
...punch everything. And then, also, in the game, it's pretty adorable. It's got that little curly Q.
Really, really cute.
And it's kind of like the coming-of-age story where, like... the little one just becomes beautiful, like the ugly duckling. Because have you ever seen an igly buff? Those things are horrid.
That is so sad.
They're so scary. Yeah, you're pretty cool. Yeah.
You've
been toasted.
You've been toasted. John, we have a reading from the Essential Pokemon Book of Joy, WWPD. While you
do that, I'm going to drink more of this stuff.
Nothing about the WWPD?
What would Pachirisu do?
Not quite, John. It's what would Pikachu do?
Crap.
Here's a quote from Ramos. Do you know who the heck that
is? Ramos? I've never heard of that guy.
I'm going to need you to Google him in a second because I don't know. All right, here's the quote. Slurp. Oh, not bad. You've done well, John. I'm very proud.
I'm learning like my father before.
I'm learning. The first thing you need to do is calm your mind.
Calm it.
Calm it. If you observe closely with a calm mind, you will be able to discern the important things.
So calm.
That's a good quote.
Yeah. Thanks, Ramos. Who the heck are you?
All right, we're Googling Ramos because I don't know who that is.
Who the heck is this?
Ramos. Ramos Tex-Mex. No, how about Ramos Pokemon?
Right, young man.
Oh, he's a gym leader.
From what gym?
Oh, he's the old dude.
Oh, from
6th gen.
Yeah. No. Not in 6th gen, is it? It's 5th gen, isn't it?
6th gen.
Oh, no. 5th gen is Bugsy or whatever. No, 5th gen is that weird guy.
You're trying so hard.
He's the dancer.
Tierno?
No. He's the dude with the...
You can do
this. He's the fashionista dancer dude.
The fashionista dancer
dude. Anyway, it's lost now.
All right, forget it. Did you know that Pokemon Go is helping the elderly? We're officially in News Wedge, by the way.
Hey, speaking of Pokemon Go, I got this cool wristwatch.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Yeah, so one day I walked into work and I was like, are those Pokemon Go Pluses? And then they were like, yeah. And I was like, cool. Well, I guess I don't need to pay for anything for the next foreseeable next 20 years. Here's $30.
Is it, how much are they? 35 or something like that?
Yeah, some preposterous like that. Actually, I think they went up because they were in such high demand.
That is sickening.
Yeah. You know, stupid economy and such.
Well, I'm just saying. Those things cost them like $5 to make.
That's true. But Bluetooth technology, I mean, Bluetooth technology is pretty expensive.
Yeah, to develop.
Yeah.
But not to put in a stupid little watch.
Hey.
I mean, a cool little watch what you're calling stupid.
See what I did there?
Very nice. Pokemon Go is helping the elderly.
Yeah, old people.
So old people who are not like moving around, they've been given iPads and iPhones with Pokemon Go on it. And
they're like, go, old people. They're like, they're Pokemon Go.
And they're walking. Pokemon Go. And they're walking around.
Challenging small children, giving them $3,000 per battle.
Exactly.
Because those elders in that game just dish out the cash.
That is true, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Santa Pikachu.
Yeah, I love it.
Santa-chu, Santa-chu, as you have dubbed it.
I caught one on campus. It was in the middle of one of my choir finals, and I was like...
Choir finals.
Yeah, it was a joke. It was
actually, when you caught a Pokemon.
Yes. Actually, it wasn't a joke. It was an audition. But we were auditioning, and then I was like, oh my gosh, there's a Santa Pikachu around here. And then I sent one of my friends to the bathroom, And I was like, go find this Pikachu, and I will give you a high five. And then he did. And I gave him a high five.
Who was it?
It was Casey.
Casey?
Shout out to Casey.
Well done.
Yep.
Tell him to listen to this.
I will.
All right. Santa-chu, so it's a Pikachu with a Santa hat.
It is.
Is that it?
Adorable.
Does it have any move things?
No, wait.
I'm not sold.
Actually, I don't think it... I haven't looked that up.
You were just like, this is a Pikachu with a Santa hat.
I was like, this thing's beautiful and I love it.
Which is basically my reasoning for loving Delibird. Shout out to last week's episode.
Hey, Thunder. It knows Thunder.
It's fine, I guess.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I actually love this Santa Pikachu.
I know you do.
Pretty much the best.
It's not bad.
I love it. I love it like I love toothpaste.
I hate toothpaste. I'm allergic to toothpaste.
If it weren't for toothpaste. Hey, you're not dying anymore. That's pretty cool.
Isn't that great? I haven't had an ulcer in ages.
Nice. It's because of toothpaste?
I was allergic to sodium lauryl sulfate, which is in all foaming agents. Including shampoo.
What about that stuff that, like, fills the insulation to your house?
Fiberglass? you're talking about
that weird
foam.
Hard foam stuff. You spray it on and it's like...
Listen here, buddy. Not only does that probably have sodium lauryl sulfate in it, that stuff is like acid. Are you allergic? No, but it will kill me. If death is a reaction that is allergic, then yes. I don't put that in my coffee, if that's what you're asking. Because I don't even drink coffee.
I do.
Don't
put
it
in the coffee.
Don't put that expanding foam in your coffee.
Put it in the coffee. Put it in the coffee.
I listened to Rub Some Bacon on it today for the first time in like 3 years.
Oh, God.
What a great song. Just listen to you slurp. Baby Pokemon have also been announced.
Yeah, so here's the thing. They were like, there's a huge update coming to Pokemon Go. Everyone get freaking hyped.
Everyone was like, are we getting second gen?
And
are we getting
like,
Mewtwo?
And then they were like, well, it is second gen. And we were like, well.
Then I crapped myself.
Yeah, we were all going hamboy.
I was... My initial thoughts are, I can have a Steelix in this game. And I can have a Houndoom in this game and a Scizor in this game. And a Sunkern.
Yeah, and a Dunspars.
Oh, dude, I love Dunspars.
I know.
So good.
See episodes 1 through 38.
Yeah, basically. I measure things in metric Dunspars, as I forgot about that. Excuse me, Dunspars, because the plural of any Pokemon name
is just the name.
Just the name of a Pokemon.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
Just a different Pokemon.
It's kind of like...
Multiple Dunspars is a Gliscor.
Huh?
I'm just saying things.
Word. Just random other Pokemon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the plural of Donphan is Diggersby, though?
The plural of Zygarde is Arceus.
Stantler. Gosh, I love Stantler, too. Second gen's just a good, solid gen for me.
And I had that weird guy... He was like, I love Suicune. Yeah.
He loves it. His name is basically an anagram of Suicune. You drink that hot chocolate.
Thanks, man.
I made that for you with love. Hope you enjoyed it.
Ah, chalky mouth. It's chalky. Yeah.
So what happened after we thought we could get a Steelix?
They were like, hey. Do you know the most important thing about second gen Pokemon?
And we were like, the legendary dogs?
They were like, how about the babies? How about the weird babies that happened that was kind of weird? And everyone was like, these are kind of cute, but don't really impact the game at all.
Why not?
I was like, word? Oh, why not is a baby Pokemon.
But it's third gen.
Oh, rip.
I think.
All right, there we go.
I'll look it up, but...
No, why not is... Yeah, I think it's third gen.
Oh.
Well, no, because... What about Azumarill? Wait, was Azumarill... What?
John, are you okay?
No, what is Azumarill? Is Azumarill second gen as well?
No, Azumarill is third gen.
What the heck? Why are they still adding babies in third gen?
Why not third gen?
Oh, why not's third gen? Mime Jr.'s third gen?
No, Bonsly is fourth gen. I was thinking Mime Jr. and Bonsly are fourth gen.
Oh, what the heck?
Yeah.
Good old
Bonsly. And Happiny.
Good old fourth gen.
Garbage.
Yep.
You have like 7 good Pokemon.
Yep. And one of them is a snail.
Wait, what one? Gastrodon is a slug.
All right, you want to fight?
Did you hear how gross that was?
A slug. Darkness.
Darkness envelops my soul. Okay, let's move on with some other stuff. We got a Blade Runner remake trailer. Who cares?
Yep.
We got Nintendo Switch news.
All right, so here's the thing. Before Alistair takes... a steamy pile of ramen noodles and shoves it up this Switch. I'm going to talk about it for a second.
Oh, God.
I think Switch is really cool. Yeah, it does run slower when it's undocked, but...
Slower?
Yeah.
40% slower,
okay,
John.
Okay, but it's still a really cool idea, and I'm glad that Nintendo is branching out. I'm glad that it is taking the steps necessary to become compatible again. So, I like the Switch. Alistair, go for it.
I don't think compatible was the word you were looking for.
Competitive.
40% slower performance when away from the dock.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's a smaller system.
No, it's not. It's the same system.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's just the screen, yo.
So, that screen does nothing?
No, that
when it's in the dock
plays the game.
Uh-huh.
And then it adds to the power of the Switch.
What are you saying?
I'm saying...
It should function 100% the capacity of a third-gen system, and if it doesn't, you're wasting your time making that system now. You should wait until the power of the full Switch can be utilized in a handheld device like that. I think it's a total waste of time. I think... the fact that you have to plug this little thing in to make it work fully is a waste of time. That dock is about 5 pounds maximum, I think. And the screen is probably 2 pounds. I'd rather just carry 7 pounds with me and have it fully functional than have 60% of full power.
But the thing is, the screen isn't used because it's connected to the monitor when it's in the dock. So it's rerouted to be more powerful.
No sense.
What?
That literally makes zero sense.
All right. Well, I need to go...
makes 60% less sense.
Good.
Okay.
All right. Well,
we
will see when I buy a Switch.
Yes, which you will. Here's my thinking on this.
Okay.
If you have this screen, which can function as a Switch.
Yes.
It plays the games as a Switch.
Yes.
Assumably, you put the CDs in this thing.
Cartridges.
Or other cartridges.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You put a cartridge in, or they're all download play.
Right.
Why is it that this screen is less powerful than when you put it on a dock?
Because the dock adds to the power up.
But those shouldn't be two separate things. You should have a portable version of that little dock.
But it's also like 4K TVs and stuff.
It's not 4K.
Is it not?
Mm-mm. It's 1080p.
1080p.
Yeah.
Really? They're not going
really?
Up to 4K?
Mm-mm. Hmm. That's they're weird. Sure not.
No, I don't really care.
So they're
care for
they're
4K
gonna.
Anyway.
So, what are you saying? Why not?
Because it's kind of like eh.
Wow.
I don't.
Okay. Every new system has 4K.
Not every new system.
Like what?
PlayStation VR.
PlayStation VR?
Yeah, that's a console on itself.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it is.
The console?
I think so, yeah. It's not 4K.
I don't think it's a console, though. I think it's an add-on to the PS4, right?
I'm not really sure, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah, well... Anyway, the PS4 has 4K, and so does the Xbox One.
Does.
Just the Xbox One, not the Xbox One S.
Right.
I mean...
Baby first-gen Xbox One.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know why Nintendo is cutting so many corners. Gosh, it's annoying.
Yeah.
I'm frustrated with it.
Well, you don't have to buy it, but I will.
Yeah. And then inevitably, you'll sell it.
Probably.
For... a good system like a PS4 that has 4K.
I already have a PS4.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
So why would I sell it for another PS4?
Something like a PS4 that is better than the current Nintendo system.
Like a PS5?
Sure, John.
Word.
I'm just saying, like, you're pouring into a PS4 right now, right?
Yeah.
Not okay. When I say pouring into, you're investing in that because that is the more powerful gaming system. You don't have a Wii U anymore.
That's true.
You know?
That is a very valid point.
And the Wii U didn't do so hot.
Yeah. I mean, word. Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're not doing the right thing.
I don't think so either. I think Nintendo's going to crash and burn. Japan's economy is going to fall apart.
No!
And then China's going to take over Japan and then eventually take over the world.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, cool.
We're all going to be eating watermelons.
I'm just playing... Well, I suppose you're playing Devil's Advocate.
Advocate?
Advocate.
Well, no, I'm on the hype train. You're playing Devil's Advocate.
No, you are. You're the minority.
Oh.
I'm like, the Switch sucks and you should go with a 4K system.
Actually, like, I've heard a lot of great reviews about the Switch from...
The unreleased Switch?
Yeah, just like a lot of people saying that they're really looking forward to it.
That's not good reviews.
Well,
that's,
I don't know what I'm saying, Alistair.
Hype.
Calm down.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's just I've heard a lot of great things about the Switch.
People are excited about the Switch.
Exactly.
But the first demos are going to be in January.
Yeah.
And that's when... the bad reviews are going to come
out. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't actually care that much.
Word.
I was just going for it.
Okay.
You said I was about to rage, so I just kind of let loose.
Anyway, the Switch is a thing.
And it's going to be amazing, and we're all excited. Catwoman, Poison Ivy, and Harley Quinn are getting a movie.
Good.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean,
the director of Suicide Squad's doing it, and that movie was bad.
Yeah, and also, it was kind of like, when I saw his post about that, I was like, wait a minute, didn't you not like that Harley Quinn?
Yeah.
Like, wasn't that, like, something that we talked about?
Yeah, I was kind of hyped when I saw that news. Yeah. But the more I think about it, the less I want to see it, because I can't see that with anyone.
With what?
I just can't go and watch that movie with people, because it's going to be ridiculous, like, three sexy women. And I don't want to watch that.
Yeah.
Especially with a GF, a BF, or my dad.
True.
I also just don't really want to watch that.
You should go with Wallace.
I'll take my dog, Wallace.
Lapdog it.
Did you see the Zelda holiday message?
No, I didn't.
So they did a Breath of the Wild thing,
mm-hmm.
where it was like Link was on top of a mountain,
uh-huh.
and he took out his sleigh? Not sleigh.
He took out his
shield.
Sleigh.
He took out his sleigh and shield. Brought presents to all the children.
Oh, good.
Like Santa Chu should do.
Santa Chu.
So he jumped on his
shield.
Shield.
Sleigh. He jumped upon his sleigh and he was like, on Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer, on Dooku Nut.
Dooku Nut. Why Dooku Nut?
I don't know.
Count Dooku Nut.
Count Dooku Nut.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah. So he gets on his little sleigh. and he goes all the way down shield. The mountain. Down the snowy mountain.
Yep.
And it was fun.
You were like, yay, way to go.
And then at the end, Nintendo was like, happy holidays.
Oh no.
Oh no. Yeah, but basically. That
yeah, essentially.
Happened. You want to know some terrible news?
What?
Mario Run was downloaded 3.5 million times
I
in 14 hours.
I was one of those people.
So was I, honestly.
I signed up for, like, it to announce to me when it came out. Like, I was really like, But then I realized that I could do better things with my
$16.
I was like, this is ridiculous. I'm not about this. Buy.
$10.
Yeah.
Well, $9.99.
Still
$10.08 if we're really counting.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy for an app.
That is
insane. I'll probably end up downloading it, to be honest.
Yeah, and I'll probably...
By next episode, I'll probably cave, but...
I'll probably play it on your phone.
Yeah, it's... The thing is, like, it's just Temple Run, just with
well,
Mario.
It's a lot smoother. I've watched the first 6 levels.
Uh-huh.
And they're pretty nice.
Yeah.
I mean, they look like a full-fledged Mario game.
Yeah, like a speed run of a Mario game?
Basically.
Yeah.
And it's not quite... I guess it's platformer. It's much more platformer than Temple Run.
Okay.
So there's a lot of more interactive stuff, like stuff that sends you back.
Okay.
And then you can choose paths up or down,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. And you have enemies to interact with the same way you do in most Mario games.
Right.
The only thing is you're propelled forward.
Mm-hmm. You're
otherwise,
always running forward.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's basically a Mario game.
Okay.
And there's a couple levels, I think, that are bosses. I haven't seen them. But I don't think those are running. I think that's basically Mario level.
It's just like a boss where, like, you're on a treadmill.
And you have to run faster than him. It's a race.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I think it looks fine. I don't think it's worth $10.
I don't think so either.
We were talking about that's like a really expensive app. And then you were like, I would never spend that much on an app. I was like, I have on our Pokedex.
It doesn't have 6th or 7th gen.
It's got all the information I need of Pokemon generation 1 through 5. So now we're 2 gens behind. I don't think we're ever getting an update.
Well, I mean, hey, for the record, it has gotten its money's worth.
It's true. We've used the crap
used
out of
the
that.
We've used the living potatoes out of that.
Living potatoes. Oh, this is sad news.
All right. Zsa Zsa died.
Who's Zsa Zsa?
He was this 99-year-old woman.
Stop with the Zsa Zsa. Everyone's been posting this, and I didn't know who she was.
Yep.
I looked her up, and as far as I can tell, that woman was famous for being famous.
She was famous for having like 9 husbands.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was about it. She was like the Kim Kardashian of her age.
Basically.
Rip Zsa Zsa.
Rip Zsa Zsa. Speaking of rip, look at my shirt.
Harambe.
We had a Christmas party at my work, and my boss got me a Santa Harambe shirt.
Good.
Easily the best gift I've ever received.
10 out of 10 would Harambe again.
Would Harambe again. And a pin that says drugs, not pugs.
No, it says pugs, not drugs.
Oh, whoops, yeah. Can you imagine my life like that?
Toke it up.
That's the opposite of my life. He's pugs, like, not
pugs,
drugs.
Pugs it up.
There, if you look at my favorites videos on YouTube, there's like 8 videos that are called Lola Screaming, and it's a little pug just going, I'll show you after.
Please.
It's some of my.
I had a video of that.
Of me doing that? Yeah. Oh, well. It's what Lola does. Oh, yeah, the sad news. Not Jar Jar died. The assassin. That was a Willem Dafoe laugh. You hear that? Assassin's Creed creepy NPC face has been removed in the newest patch. You seen that guy?
Yeah.
He's like, it's so scary. Everything looks amazing.
Oh, man.
So they removed him.
Man, okay. They're also in a little news wedge of the Assassin's Creed movie that's coming out. I think is actually going to be kind of cool. I'm probably going to go see it.
You know what was a bad choice?
What?
On a scale of 1 through failing Hitler out of art school.
Oh, boy.
This is a bad idea.
Really?
They put it 2 days after the release of a new Star Wars movie.
That's true.
Just.
When is it?
Exactly.
Next year?
Nope. It's currently in theaters.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't even know that.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I guess I have to go see this movie now.
That's what I'm saying, right?
I mean, sworn to the people.
It looks all right. I think it looks like a good time. I think it looks like a lot of fun. They have the full like jump of faith thing.
Yeah.
Or leap of faith. So that's like a real stunt.
Really?
Yeah. So that's an actual guy jumping in a barrel of hay.
Word.
Looks pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So you did like a 120-foot jump.
That's awesome.
That's insane.
That's super cool.
So I think it looks fun.
But you released 2 days after Rogue One.
Like what?
Whose idea was this?
Oh my gosh. That's nuts.
Oh wow.
Anyway.
I thought it was coming out in like a few months.
Exactly. And the next news wedge is Rogue One came out.
Yeah.
And we haven't seen it.
Nope.
So we'll go see it this week.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Probably.
In other movie news, Willem Dafoe is actually...
portrays Godzilla.
He is Godzilla. He was actually cast in the new Aquaman movie.
Really?
Yeah, as...
As Digit from Cyber Chase?
Yes!
Cyber Chase for moving, or beating Hackerata's game. The one in the hand of Hackerman, they're gonna get them every time.
I don't know what that is.
It's a PBS kids show that I used to watch as a child.
That sounds
And I'm 95% sure that it had Willem Dafoe in it.
I, for some reason, doubt that.
It was a guy who sounded a lot
We're
like him.
We're gonna catch Spider-Man.
Oh, wait. I'm thinking about that one dude who's got like the scrunched up face all the time. He's like...
I mean, Willem Dafoe has a goblin head.
It's like not Gershwin.
It's Gershwin.
It's Gershwin. The Gershwin brothers.
Garth Brooks.
Dwayne
The Rock.
Yeah, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Speaking of incredibly large creatures. Which Dwayne is a man of great size.
Thanks, Lynn.
I hate that they're related now in some way. Godzilla and Pacific Rim both have upcoming titles.
Nice.
Do you want to know what they are?
Godzilla 2 and Pacific Rim 2.
Moving on. Pacific Rim Uprising. Meh. And Godzilla King of Monsters.
Wow.
That's pretty rad.
That's pretty cool. Does he get like a crown and everything?
Yeah, or? He's officially the king.
Oh. So is it like a politics story?
Da 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 da. I'm Godzilla. I'm insert so Godzilla noise now. Is that your Godzilla Lithgow impression? John Lithgow impression, I like it. What else? 20th Pokemon movie has a title.
Yeah, and that's kind of cool.
I choose you.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the title, John, but I do. I choose you to be right. My podcasting
yeah.
host.
Yeah. Co-anchors.
Co-anchors.
Yeah. We're like
do you have
two anchors in a ship.
Do you have that listed on your work? Because I do on Facebook.
Really? Awesome. Yeah. Well, that's because you actually work here and I just kind of dirtle around.
Dang. Well, I have co-host on there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
So you should, because you're the other, you're the second half of the co.
Hey, we're like Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
We're Cocoa.
We're little puffs
we're
of joy.
We're Cuckoo for Cocoa
we're
Puffs.
We're Cuckoo for Cocoa Hosts.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. What are we doing
Cocoa
here?
Cocoa Hosts.
Oh, yeah. The new Pokemon movie is going to be about
Ash
in Palutown seeing a Ho-Oh. Sounds
I don't understand
familiar.
How that's going to be a full movie, though.
Well, no, that's not the entire thing, but that is when it's happening.
Oh.
That's not the entirety of the plot
it's like,
leaked.
Hey, Ash saw this Pokemon. That was
look
pretty
at
neat.
That.
All right. Well, hand over $20. We'll see you later.
And we will.
That's probably true.
Next time on Pokemon.
Ash enjoys the Nintendo Switch.
At 40% of its operating power. I'll go see it. It's going to be in theaters.
Really?
That's what I've heard. Unlike other Pokemon movies.
Like Alamo Drafthouse?
Let's go.
I'll only go because they fresh bake cookies.
Right? Do they really?
Yeah. It's straight up like...
I did not know that.
They fresh bake cookies, and then they'll give you some milk and fresh bake cookies.
I wish I could have more milk.
I wish that I could have less milk, actually. I drink milk all the time. It's great.
If it's any consolation. All right, so I guess it's story time.
All right.
Today, a new guy started at work, and someone tried to order the daily special from him, but it was after 2 o'clock, and we stopped serving a special. He didn't know that, which is fine. It's his first day. Like, it happens. Anyway, I was like, sorry, unfortunately, we're not serving the special anymore. This should have been thrown away, the display one.
Yep.
And she's like, oh, I'm really disappointed, blah, blah, blah. And the guy says, if it's any consolation, I had one earlier, and it was awesome.
Right.
That is thanks, not consolation.
William Williamson.
That's like saying, hey, I heard your dog died the other day. That's really sad, but if it's any consolation, my dog's alive and he's awesome.
It's like saying, hey, I heard you just broke up with your girlfriend that you've had for like 5 years, but if it's any consolation... me and my girlfriend are getting engaged, so I'll see you later.
Or, I have your girlfriend now, and she's
I'm
awesome.
I'm dating your girlfriend, and she's pretty cool.
Finger guns, baby!
Finger guns.
Yeah, let's stop there before we get any worse. We made some bad ones earlier. I mean me.
I was like, I was not a part of this.
Five YouTubers have raised $1.3 million for charity.
Nice.
That's amazing.
But... I mean, those are some pretty expensive chairs.
Yeah, charity. Charity.
Charity. Charity. Cher is making a lot of money.
Yeah, this is a... Cher's chair charity.
Cher's
can
chair
you
charity.
Imagine it? It's end AIDS. the program.
End AIDS?
End AIDS.
End AIDS.
Like, to stop AIDS.
Okay.
Which is a very incredible thing that they're doing. That included Jacksepticeye, Markiplier, and PewDiePie. So they raised a lot of money through just a stream.
PewDiePie deleted his account.
Not his side account.
He was like, I don't care about this charity anymore.
No, boop. His side account. Boop. You know what that was?
What? Boop, 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 boop. Yeah.
That was the exact pitch. Of the Halo starting up
it
thing.
It is, yeah. That's
anyway,
what it is.
That's crazy. that's all I've got. All right. I don't know why I ended on end AIDS as the news.
You were like,
but
end.
You know what? Honestly, that's really amazing
yeah,
that they're
way to go, guys.
That they're doing good stuff with their fame.
You know, we just one day we'll get there.
One day
probably
we will
around
end
Reggie
AIDS.
Gigas. We'll get there.
Where is Reggie Gigas on
He's
here?
He's like Pokemon, like 350.
No way. He's way later than that.
520.
He's 486.
Wow.
So we'll be 9 years into this.
I'll be fine.
See you then, John. All right.
See you, bud. Boop, 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 boop.
You know, I watched all the behind the scenes of Halo 3 last night. That's amazing.
It is.
I love Martin O'Donnell.
Yeah.
I want to shake that man's hand.
I want to shake that man's hair.
He has good hair.
Does he?
Oh, he is like
I
some
he
of
was
that.
Bald.
No. He's got that really nice, like silvery old man hair, but he still looks young.
Kind of like Tim O'Brien.
No, way more silver.
Really?
Yeah, like pretty much white.
Oh. Tim, you don't have bright hair.
Tim's a good-looking dude.
He is. What a guy.
I've been saying that about at least one man per episode for the past couple episodes.
Shout out to Tim.
Well, you got Tim, and then who works at your store?
Kyle?
Not Kyle. Kyle is a good-looking
Dane?
Dude, though. Dane?
Dane?
The tall guy.
Yeah.
Real tall.
Did he have
That I talked to,
gauges?
Remember?
Do you have gauges?
I don't know.
Well,
he was like 6'6". Guy was enormous.
Anyway.
Remember, I was like, he's a good height.
Yeah.
Is that him?
Well, it was either Dane or Kyle. Because
Kyle is not 6'6".
Well, I don't know your measurements. What if you're talking about like
my
6 foot measurement Dunsparce?
No, like 1.2 Dunsparce. Cool.
Yeah.
Brian?
Bill.
Bill Nye the Science Guy, that's who
Bill
it is.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Speaking of science and science fiction,
yeah.
Check out this segue.
Science. Science rules.
Inertia is a property of matter.
Bill.
Bill Nye the Science... Oh, dude. Oh, wow, very nice. Bill. Bill is getting a Netflix series.
Really?
Yeah, Bill
is
Nye.
Is it called Bill Nye the Science Guy?
It is not. I think it's called something else. But
well, that's a shame.
But it's going to be an educational
really
kit.
Really missed out on that.
All right, well, you know what? I'm sorry, man.
Dye your hair brown again.
Oh, what?
Come on, Bill.
He's old.
You look like an old man.
He is an old man.
Yeah, I know, but inertia is a property of matter, sir.
Yeah, so he's keeping moving with his life.
Whoa.
That was deep, right?
Yeah.
Unless a force acts upon him, like...
Somebody punching him in the mouth.
Okay. Well,
bang.
I was going to do something really, really deep with that, but it's cool.
All right. bang!
We're going to... Yeah, punch him in the face. If you see Bill Nye, punch him in the face. Tell him it's from John.
Tell him it's from the Bite Size Lemon podcast.
No, just John.
All right.
I like Bill Nye. Don't want to punch him in the face.
I don't want to punch Bill Nye in the face.
You want someone else to.
Exactly.
Okay. We're going to rank the Star Wars films in
Boom.
Order of our favorites.
Let's do it.
Because Rogue One just came out.
Yep.
So I need a drink of something.
All right. Go get your drink.
All right. Let's pause.
New York City.
Pardon me, are you Aaron Burr?
Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my
Well, we're back with our drinks.
Yep, it's been one drink long time.
Yes, not 5 days. We're back. You know what we're going to do right now, John? We're going to rank the Star Wars episodes.
Didn't we already do that?
No.
Oh. Like 5 days ago?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
We really, well, we started, but then.
But then we were like, nah, fam.
Let's do this again.
Let's get
from
there.
The top.
All right, boom, let's go.
So, okay, yeah, let's get this going.
All right, so.
What we're going to do is we're going to rank them in order of our favorites, our preference, not what we think is the best, because those are separate lists.
Yeah. So, we are going to talk about, I'm just going to list off mine real quick, and then you list off yours.
In order of favorite to least favorite?
Yes.
Cool.
Okay, so.
Here's the Earth.
Okay, so. Here's the Earth.
Wow, that is pretty sweet Earth, you might say. Rang!
Okay.
Insert Godzilla noise now.
All right, so we are looking at, I'm looking at 3-1.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Give us the proper names, okay. My man.
3, Rise of the Empire of the Striker of the
Planet of
Lightsaber
the
Apes.
All right, just go for episode numbers.
3 is Revenge of the Sith. Then it goes 1, Phantom Menace. Then it goes 4,
New Hope.
And then it goes 7,
Force Awakens.
And then it goes 6 to Empire Strikes
Return of the Jedi. We're nailing
then
it.
Then 5, it goes Empire Strikes Back. And then 2 is trash. So I don't even know what it is.
It's Count Dooku Wars, versus right? Yoda.
Count Dooku doesn't understand
the Clone
what
Wars.
Lightsabers are.
We'll talk about that. All right, here's mine from favorite to least favorite. Empire Strikes Back, Revenge of the Sith, A New Hope, Force Awakens, Phantom Menace, Clone Wars, and that's it. Those are the only movies.
Well, that's good.
Yep. There's not because another one that I'm leaving out.
There's not one.
There's not
it's
another
one. One that makes you very upset.
I hate it.
All right. So let's start with number 1 or number 4.
It's your call.
Let's go with number 1.
Okay. Let's go 1 through 7.
Okay. So.
Number 1, good. Number 2.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Number 1.
So one of the things I really liked about number 1 was that had a lot of like really cool aircraft scenes.
Well, this is your second fave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I really liked the pod racing because I'm a sucker for weird things like that. And I also played the pod racing game a lot on the N64. And so I was all about it. And then young Anakin was like super like idolized in my brain as like a 5-year-old for some unknown reason. But then as I watched it again, I realized that they were like, the story's like pretty meh, but the lightsaber fights are pretty intense.
He's in jail, that guy.
All about, yeah. Homeboy just got straight up thrown in jail because he got like beat up in high school.
He became
for
a
making
bad person.
$1 million.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Hey, did I tell you that I was in a film once?
Yes.
Oh.
With Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
What a life. All right, what do you think about number 1?
I think it's a lot of people regard it as the worst Star Wars. Just because
Jar Jar?
It's bad.
Okay. I thought Jar Jar was hilarious.
Because you were a kid, which is what it was meant to do.
Exactly.
Well done, George Lucas.
Actually, Jar Jar was originally supposed to be a hired mercenary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now he's the most powerful Sith in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I always say that. Whenever I'm talking about this conspiracy theory, which is that Jar Jar's incredibly powerful and really the one behind all the scenes and is like the guy that Snoke reports to.
Yeah.
I always say most powerful Sith in the world.
Oh, wow. The entire world.
The entire world
the
of
entire
Tatooine.
The entire world of...
Where are the Gungans from?
They are from...
Gungan, right?
Not Dagobah. It's...
Gungan Town.
No, it's Nimbai. No, it's...
Nimbasa?
Oh, gosh, this is going to bother
What is Nimbasa from?
Nimbasa is another planet.
Is that a real place?
Yeah. Naboo.
Naboo.
That's what it is.
I'm Googling Nimbus.
It's on the other side of Naboo, I think. It's like on like the weird belly of Naboo. Because the other side is Naboo, where Padme, Princess Amidala. Amidala.
If I was green, I would die. Amidala.
Amidala.
You know, there are very few things about...
Amidala.
Yes. Amidala Bill.
Amidala. I really hope that there's a dollar bill out there.
Amidala House.
With freaking Queen Amidala on it.
I hope so. And it's called Amidala Bill.
Amidala Bill.
Oh, it's self-referential? Yeah. It's like, hey guys, Amidala Bill. And you a human.
You a human.
Amidala Bill, you a human. Says the dollar bill.
Says the dollar. Says Queen.
There are very few things that are redeeming about this movie.
Pod racing.
Pod racing is one of them. It's pretty incredible, especially for the time.
Zabrax.
What?
Zabrax.
What is that?
Zabrax is the race that Darth Maul is.
Is he really?
Yeah.
That is the raddest word I've ever heard.
Yeah, I know. It's super cool.
And Maul is incredible in this.
They have
played
horns,
by a Scotsman.
And they also, like, apparently are connected with the dark side of the Force a little bit more than
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I think I've read that. I don't remember their name. That's cool.
It's a cool name. I was thinking about getting it tattooed on my cheeks.
Yeah, I think Zab and then Rack on the other side.
But like make Rack super weird and just put like a coat rack on it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And then, yeah, it'd be great.
Anyway, so yes, he is one of them and he's pretty incredible. The lightsaber fights, especially compared to the older ones, are pretty stunning.
So one of the things that really got me here, and I was going to talk about this
tonight,
in episode three, or in the third movie, was that, yeah, it is episode three. Everybody calm down.
Guys, stop yelling. Yeah, guys. Insert Godzilla noise now. I'm making sure that I listen to this entire thing.
Okay. All right, so episode three. Well, this is the time when the Jedi Academy was in full swing. And so all of the saber techniques and stuff were being taught. And so the saber fighting was actually just a lot more refined, and it was a lot more of an art style. And it was something that people practiced. Hmm. Whereas in the older, in the older movies, episodes 4, 5, and 6, it wasn't, because the Jedi Academy had been dead for, like, what, 18 years? And so the Jedi were pretty much myths at that point, which is a very short time for them to be considered myths. I never really thought about that.
Yeah, there's a lot of kind of weird things going on. The idea...
But the thing is, there wasn't a school to teach the art of saber play.
Especially Luke.
Yeah.
And the little... lessons he got was when he had a blast shield on a X-wing helmet down.
Yeah.
He was hitting little lasers.
Yeah, with a little baby bot.
Ben's like, this is a good idea. Han Solo's like,
get off my ship. Hold on.
Well, remind me to talk about that, because we will.
All right.
So, yeah. Well, I agree with that. But that is a cop-out version of why the old movies suck. But yes.
Fair.
I think it was because the old man that was playing Darth Vader and the old man that was, what's his name? Ian McGuinness.
Yeah.
Did not want to learn choreography.
Yeah.
So Ian McGuinness was like, if you strike me down, I will become more boom, you're dead.
Rip, God rest.
So I think that's probably why. Rip.
Ian Guinness was sitting there sipping on his Guinness.
Hey. Hey, here's my problem with episodes one, though. Also, Qui-Gon is amazing.
Yeah, good old
The Amidala decoy,
mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Also scared the heck out of me as a kid.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You were like, she's dead.
She's like scary.
Oh, she looks scary?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With her weird little like lipstick thing. The lipstick thing always threw me off.
Little heart thing?
Yeah.
I actually, you know, that stuck with me for some reason.
Nice. You apply that every morning?
Mm-hmm.
Good. All right. Anyway, Amidala decoy.
Amidala, you a dollar, we all a dollar.
Amidala decoy.
Amidala decoy. Amidala, Amidala, Amidala decoy. What was I saying?
You were saying that was pretty cool.
That's good. Okay, here's what I don't like about it.
Okay.
Some of the dialogue is very clunky.
Very.
Like between Padme and Anakin.
Yeah.
Are you an angel? No.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
That's bad.
It's so bad. Are you an angel?
All right, here's what happened wrong with the 1, 2, and 3.
I'm not a slave. I'm a person.
Have you seen that meme? It's like when you're a person and someone calls you a slave, and then it's that caption. Good. I'm not a slave. I'm a person. Well done.
And I'm going to grow up to be a Jedi master.
And kill all the younglings. Kill all the
children.
I'm going to kill all the kids that are just like me right now.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to have one limb left.
Yeah.
It's going to be rad.
It's going to be dope.
Do you want to go out? You're a baby.
You're literally a fetus.
Deal with it. She was supposed to be like 15 or something.
14.
14.
Yep.
Yeah, she was definitely like... nine. Not 14.
Yeah. I mean, hey.
No judgment.
Guy's got to do what a guy's got to do.
They're both underage.
Yeah.
And she's still too old for him.
He was definitely just swinging in a batter's cage at that point.
Anyway, what I don't like about it,
yep.
that dialogue, that kid.
I love that kid, except for like...
when he speaks.
Yeah.
The visual effects were pretty good. All the creatures were amazing for the time. However, that entire movie feels like claustrophobic because of the intense green screen usage.
Yeah.
Back when that was not a thing yet.
Uh-huh.
It's like pre-Avatar 100% green screen.
Yep.
Bed.
Yep, it was pretty bad.
So it looks like a wall when it's supposed to be a 100-foot corridor. Or
yeah, it's definitely looks like a JPEG was plastered behind.
It's
like,
bad.
It literally looked like a stage play.
I mean, you can definitely tell like when Liam Neeson is walking around in the temple.
Yeah,
and he's like, I don't want to accidentally trip over this little green box that is Yoda.
You're not wrong.
It's bad.
Yep. I will raise this boy. I'm a green box.
Don't do it. You can't stop me. You're a green box.
Take that, you freaking gremlin.
Originally, Anakin was apparently supposed to be killed, but Liam Neeson just changed the script.
Yep. He was like...
Also, midichlorians.
Yeah, midichlorians.
That's a negative.
Yep.
For me.
This is definitely a negative for me as well. That's why I didn't make it up to the top.
Yeah.
They're just like, well, we're just going to ignore this for the rest
of the... So it's basically like nostalgia, cool ships, and...
lightsabers.
And sweet lightsaber battles. Double-sided lightsaber.
That was pretty dope.
So that was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Ewan McGregor.
Ewan.
Love
good
him.
Old Ewan. I love
pre-beard,
Ewan.
But still pre-beard. Post-sexy.
Well, post. That's a sexy post.
No, that's mid sexy.
Check out that post. It's so sexy.
What a beautiful post.
Wow. I'm honestly admiring that post more for its personality, but, you know.
I'm not, that's not what I look for in a post.
Yeah.
Just saying. What are we saying? Oh boy. This is going to be a long episode.
Yeah, it is.
All right, number two.
Don't even talk to me.
Clone Wars.
I actually hate that movie.
Nothing can compare, though, number six.
Okay, so for me, that is my number six.
Yeah.
But the only thing that's redeeming about it is Padme had some really great costume changes, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
She does have some really rad costumes.
Awesome costumes. Like, not even, like, straight up.
Not white. Even sexy post.
Yeah, not even sexy post. I'm just like, those are some awesome clothing.
Yeah,
like,
and then the freaking blaster that goes with it.
Yeah.
It's a rad look. Same with, like, I think Anakin has pretty good clothing in that. I like all the designs in that.
I just hate Hayden Christensen.
We just skipped over the Gungans, so.
That's fine.
We're not even going to talk. You some make me very mad. Oh, boy. Oh, shout out to Tim. who's this is my impression of Tim's impression of Jar Jar. Used to save my life, son. Misa Jar Jar Binksa.
The good. It sounds like he's working at Third and Congress.
The Gungans no so like me.
No so like me. I mean they're all right.
That's actually his impression.
Way to go.
He
Tim.
Just says the word.
I remember that one time that Tim gave me a can of beer.
Good times.
Yep. And then it exploded all over me.
I don't remember that.
Off the source. Anyway.
Nailed it.
Good.
Shout out to Tim.
Good old Tim.
What a guy. Hey, sick dog you just got.
Nice dog.
How's the dog when you finally listen to this in 2 years?
Three years. Good?
Good.
6 years.
Hope she's still not named Piper.
Piper.
What would you name... If you got a dog, what would you name it?
Probably Maple.
What's up with the... Oh, wait. Why?
I don't know.
You just on that rant tonight?
Yeah, I thought your guitar looked like a maple, and so I said maple. Now I really like the word maple, because it sounds really good.
All right, with the exclusion of maple, what would your number two name for a dog be?
Pretty sure it would just be no name. Like, I would literally write
bracket,
no
name. I can't
name this
dog maple also, yeah, so no name.
No name, so, well, God rest, dog.
Misa have no name.
Misa have no name.
Really?
Dog.
Yeah, maple or nothing?
Maple or bust.
Come here, bust.
Come here, bust.
It's short for Buster.
It's short for Maple.
It's short for no name.
Yeah. Nominee.
When I... Potame. Yeah. Amadalaville.
Amadalaville.
You know what I would name my dog if I got a new dog?
Nominee?
No.
Hmm. What?
Insert Godzilla noise. That's what I would name my dog.
Good.
I would name it Johto.
Johto? That is a cool name.
Yeah. Imagine a husky named Johto.
Or Lugia.
It sounds too much like Lugie.
What about Lugia?
Nope. Too much like Lugie.
Lugie. What about Elucid?
No.
Or
it's a no for me.
Or Hamster.
For that reason. Yes. Mere Hamster.
It's like
the dog,
20-pound husky.
What if you named the dog Hamster the dog?
Hamster
Wait,
the dog.
What if you named the dog Hamster the dog? So it'd be Hamster the dog. Or you named it Dog the Hamster.
Dog
the hamster,
hamster
dog.
The dog hamster dog.
Yeah, it'd be the dog, the hamster.
The hamster, the dog, the legend.
Oh, the legend's a good name for a dog. What are we talking about? Episode 2.
Episode 2 is trash.
You hate that.
Honestly, literally, I went back and I am a hopeless romantic. I am stupidly hopelessly romantic. The love scenes in that were absolute trash.
I hate sand. It's coarse and rough.
And he was like, have you met Dory?
Aww. I love sand. It's squishy. Sand is not squishy.
Your parents are dead.
They're not,
spoilers, though.
They're actually
alive. They're actually having
false
a great time.
Spoilers.
False spoilers.
Here's a spoiler for Attack of the Clones.
Hey, did you know that Attack of the Clones is terrible? Go for it.
Yeah, it's real bad. Mm-hmm. It is number 5. Oh, wait. It's number 6 on my list of 7.
Number 7 on my list.
Yeah. It is number 6 on my list because it is so bad, but it is not the worst Star Wars movie. Please don't lick the microphone.
Sorry.
You weirdo. You thought you were getting away with that, didn't
you?
Yeah,
I did.
What's wrong with Attack of the Clones?
It's terrible.
They clone a Puerto Rican man, and there's hundreds of thousands of him. That's a problem. It is not the only problem, though.
That's pretty bad.
Here's the real problem, John. I don't even remember that movie. That's the problem. So...
Also, Ewan McGregor was not a sexy post in that.
Dude, he was a sexy post.
He was not. He had a mullet.
So what? He
was
still
not about it.
Okay, if he had a mullet without
granted,
the beard,
I'm not really about that anyway. But hey,
if he had a mullet in that without the beard, it'd be questionable. But he's got the beard and he rocks.
I was like, are you Chewbacca?
No, he looks good. Dude, I wish I looked like Ewan McGregor.
I wish that I had a mullet.
You know, we can't all get what we want, yeah, but if you try sometimes...
You can't always get a chihuahua, but you try so...
can't always get Amidala Bill.
Yeah, exactly. Episode 3.
Hold on, episode 2.
All right.
There, you were just rubbing that foot, aren't
you? Yeah, dude. Can you hear that?
I will multiply it. Good. There are moments that are good.
Yeah.
Moments. Fleeting moments.
Fleeting moments.
Some of those moments include the hilarity that is the lightsaber fight between Yoda and Count Dooku.
Yeah. They just kind of dirtle.
So basically what happens is Yoda comes up to Count Dooku. Count Dooku's like, I'm going to crush this small green box.
With my mind.
Qui-Gon's like, don't do it. You'll end up dead like me.
Did you know that Dooku actually taught Qui-Gon?
Really?
Yeah. So it's in the canon that Qui-Gon was Dooku's master before he turned to the dark side.
Wait. Dooku...
No, I'm sorry. Dooku was Qui-Gon's master
before he turned to the dark side. Wow.
Yep.
That's incredible. And I knew there was a history between Yoda and him.
Well, Yoda was Dooku's master.
No way. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So the Jedi...
Yoda old.
The Jedi path that they have.
Is that canon still?
Yeah.
Canonical?
It has basically side notes from all the Jedi that owned it, and it's in order from the first dude who was like the first real academy guy, and then it goes to Yoda, and then it goes to Dooku.
So he was Yoda's the second?
I think so, yeah.
Of the academy.
Well, he's like 999.
Well, yeah. I didn't know how old the academy was.
And then he goes to, it goes, Thamius, Yoda, Dooku, Qui-Gon, Obi-Wan, Anakin, Luke.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So the Academy's quite young during Anakin's time. It's between 100 and 200 years old.
No, it's like...
Even younger?
700, 800.
So Yoda trained for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's been master for a long time. He probably just didn't
that's
pass on
true.
His
book. Oh, so that's one single line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I see. Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
I had no clue that Dooku and Qui-Gon and Yoda were related in that way.
I'm a nerd, so.
Well, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. I like that. That makes me think of that lightsaber fight a little more fondly. However, here's how garbage it is. So Dooku says to Yoda, he's like, I'm going to crush that little green box. And breaks down some...
big floaty rocks.
Some big floaty rocks to crush him. Yoda's like, I will catch those with my brain.
I am green boss.
Says the green box. Throws it to the side. Count Dooku's like, pretty good. And then Yoda does the same. Count Dooku does the same. And Yoda's like, pretty good.
Nice.
And then what happens? Then lightning, maybe? Something. Yoda catches it.
Yoda, that's actually like a really cool
doesn't
shot.
Doesn't he like
though.
Combine it, like crush it in his hands,
he
basically?
He crushes it in his hands and basically disperses it away because he could have thrown it back
right,
at Dooku.
Like he does with Palpatine.
Yeah, but he chose not to.
What a boy. That's my
because
boy.
He was like... I trained you as a wee child.
As a wee baby.
Yeah.
And now he is so old.
It would be like 900 years. 950.
Who, Yoda?
Well, Academy... Anyway, sorry. I'm still all over that.
Hey, Siri. How old was Yoda when he died?
I'm listening.
Thanks,
how
Siri.
Old was Yoda when he died?
Let me check that.
All right. Do it. He was.
How old was Yoda when he died? Okay, I'm listening.
All right, sounds great.
Thanks.
Thanks, Yoda.
He was born 896 BBY, and he died 4 ABY.
Yeah, so 4 years after the Battle of Yavin, which is the first Death Star explosion.
So he lived for nearly 900 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So let's say probably about 100 years before that was when other homeboy had it. It was about 1,000 years old when Anakin was around.
Yeah. Ooh, nearly fell down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like how they don't have Yoda's species. But I also do like that they don't have Yoda species.
Yeah. There was in the extended universe.
There was another one.
Female named like.
Yaba?
Yeah.
Something like that?
She was a lady.
Well, I think there was. Yeah, Yaba, I think was the name. Maybe I'm tripping.
He's supposed to be the ancient one.
So old.
Yeah.
And you know how things go back in the Star Wars universe? People forget about Jedi's entirely in 18 years.
Exactly.
So.
You just have a good time.
Oh, yeah.
They're like space wizards.
Anyway, so after all this garbage between them non-verbally communicating their power to each yeah. other, Count Dooku's like, ooh, it seems we might. I don't know why it sounds like this. The incredibly respectable and late actor Christopher Lee sounds like this in my mind. Wait, what's that guy's name?
Toby.
What's his name?
I don't know.
The little reporter from Gravity Falls.
Oh, Toby Determined.
Toby Determined.
It seems that we have to solve these problems with the lightsaber.
Oh, yeah. So he's like, it seems that our skill can only be proven by the use of a lightsaber.
Yeah.
Just start with that. George Lucas, you're an idiot.
Agreed.
Everything in this movie is rough. And
honestly,
then
he came up with the idea of Star Wars. He's like, this is going to be a one-time film, and then my career is going to crash, and I'm going to drink myself into a drunken stupor. It'll be fine. Well, turns out it took off, and he's like, oh, crap. I have no idea what to do with this. Not the expectation.
Should have handed it off.
Yeah, I know.
Should have sold it for, I don't know, $4.6 billion to Disney, maybe.
Like J.J. Abrams.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we'll
Star
talk
Trek.
About that in a second. Well, he did Force Awakens.
He does.
Yeah. Clone
Episode
Wars.
Episode 3.
Well, hold on. There's cool creatures.
That's true.
That's why it's not the bottom.
That doesn't redeem it for me, though.
Not enough.
Yeah.
I'm the creature guy, I think.
Yeah, I definitely agree with the fact that they're cool creatures, but
they look
I'm not
great.
A huge creature guy, so...
From memory, they look great. They probably look like garbage.
They
now.
Actually look sick. They look
really?
Sick nasty.
Are they prosthetic?
Yeah, I think so. It's either that or they're CGI. But
what are they called?
I couldn't tell you. And then I really like the Geonosis scene, which is where Padme and Anakin and Obi-Wan are tied to the pillars. And then all the Jedi just go ham. I thought that was pretty sweet.
Those things look amazing.
Yeah, they're super cool.
They're, a lot of it is, like, prosthetic, like, animatronic stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. Also, apparently some of them can be force sensitive. Yep.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool.
You know what? Clone Wars, you've been moved up one.
Oh, no.
Good for you. Did I ever tell you my order?
Yeah.
I did?
No.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did.
All right, so Phantom Menace is now number 6.
All right.
Clone Wars is number 5 because that freaking awesome praying mantis monster.
Yeah, that thing's sweet.
It's
what's
so
it called?
Rad. I have no idea.
All right, an Anthrax Mobile.
Anthrax Mobile. All what's right. next? Number
Episode
3.
Episode 3. I love lightsabers.
Where does this rank on yours? Number 1,
it's
right?
Number 1 for me.
This is number 2 for me.
So I straight up love lightsabers.
Yes, and you do.
I also love the color blue. And I also love blue lightsabers. But go figure.
How does that... Wait, can you explain that?
So, the color blue
uh-huh.
is my favorite color. And lightsabers are dope as cats. I'm all about it.
Hashtag dope as cats.
Hashtag dope as cats 2016, no pants. I love lightsabers. I love the aspect of lightsabers. I thought Hayden Christensen was terrible, but
he's not great.
But he does his job, and that's fine. You know,
he delivered his awful lines as well as he possibly could.
Yeah, and Ewan McGregor.
Oh, flawless! Oh, man.
Absolute party, just like literally gold.
I think that man is perfection.
When I get really sad, I watch Duel of the Fates.
Does that not make you more sad?
No, it just makes me like appreciate artwork.
I watched every single lightsaber battle on YouTube a couple nights ago.
It's super good.
Man, it's hard to watch the 4, 5, 6 when
you've got such artistic choreography in the first three.
Battle sequence.
First three episodes, yeah.
Yeah, that battle. Well, I don't know about number two.
Yeah, well, number two had a couple pretty good.
You got a CGI body with literally Christopher Lee's scanned head just stapled onto it.
It was good.
And Yoda doing flips like nonsense.
Going ham.
The Yoda versus Palpatine one is pretty good.
Yeah, it's just kind of a lot more force sensitive.
Yeah, there's a lot more flips going on there. Yeah. And it's less believable because they're old.
Yeah.
Like Obi-Wan and Anakin, I see that happening.
Oh, man. And just the lava and stuff around them.
Yeah.
On Mustafar.
Honestly, I get sweaty watching that. It looks so hot. It looks great.
Okay. So this is something that you brought up to me a couple of years ago.
What?
This is something that definitely stapled into my brain.
Will I remember this?
Probably.
Okay.
So, there's one scene. Okay.
I was just about to say it.
There's one scene in the Duel of the Fates where they're in a computer room and they both just kind of like dirtle with their lightsabers.
They do a flippy flip, like they go left, right, like the whole, like a jump rope thing.
Jump rope thing. Where none of their sabers clash at all.
And they're just standing there.
Swinging there, swinging around their sabers, not making any contact. Going.
Here's the deal. I guarantee this happened.
What?
Ewan and Hayden were just like, all right, let's spar a little bit in this environment, get like warmed up into character. George Lucas saw it and he was like, I love it.
That's gold. Let's throw it in there.
I love it.
He's like, it's going to be great.
We're going to build a trilogy.
We're going to build a trilogy.
And the Bothams are going to pay for it. I haven't seen...
Slaves on Tatooine.
Oh, boy.
They're robbers. They're murderers.
Whoa, we're getting political. I haven't seen Rogue One, but I want there to be about 150,000 Bothams that die. Just to make the line... Many Bothams died to receive these plans. Apparently, what's her name? Oh gosh, what is her name?
Jen?
No, the redheaded lady.
In what?
In number four. And Rogue One, she's there. The leader of the rebels.
Oh yeah.
Her.
Chancellor something.
Yeah. Home anyway, they're all redheaded. What's her name? It'll come to me after we finish this.
Jude Law,
the handsome balding British man. What was I saying? Gosh, that was so late. Oh, she's like, many Bothans died for this. And I said it in the voice of Ian McGuinness. Here we are at the end of this joke. Funny joke! so episode 3 has some... You good?
Yeah.
Just trying to break the chair?
My legs are going crazy.
So asleep?
Just sitting cross-legged.
It's good stuff. Palpatine versus Yoda is fine, I guess.
But gosh, literally. Oh, there's also some really cool spacecraft stuff that happens at the very beginning.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
With the buzz droids.
Those are rad. R2 does a lot of crazy things that inexplicably he cannot do later in life.
Yeah.
He's like, I used all my fuel and no one has refueled me yet, so I can't fly.
Well, also he got his memory wiped, so apparently maybe that happened.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So maybe
his memory wiped his creativity as well.
Yeah, exactly.
And C-3PO's like, I'm never gonna bring this up.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then suddenly all the droids are idiots. Roger, roger.
They're like, So that was another thing. So we all wanted the Super Battle Droids to have like a super awesome voice, right? Like they were supposed to be like these deep, dark, crazy death machines because that's what they were talked about.
You're talking about like the silver ones?
Yeah, the Super Battle Droids without the heads.
Yeah, that's like a dome.
Yeah. And they came out, they were like, "Hello, I'm a Super Battle Droid."
Roger, roger.
Yeah, they sounded garbage. Like freaking babies.
Meanwhile, like, what is happening? The Droidicas.
Yeah, perfection. Absolute gold. Those things were sweet.
Those things are so awesome.
Yeah. They're like roly-polies mixed with death.
Yeah. Yeah. I really want a Lego one of those.
I really want a real one that I can drive
I
want to
be
in.
A Droidica. Yeah. All I want for Christmas is my two front
All
Droidicas.
All I want for Christmas is my two front Droidicas.
Ooh, baby. Mm-hmm. John, what are we talking about? Episode 3, Grievous.
Grievous. Oh, my God.
General
gosh.
Grievous.
So he's kind of a loser.
Why?
When he runs away in the first fight. But that's explained in the Clone Wars series where Grievous actually is a freaking tank.
He goes ham on the remaining Jedi.
Yeah, he just goes insane and it's awesome.
Yeah.
And you see how much of like a bad A he is.
Yeah.
He's just like super
It's brutal.
Awesome. Yeah.
The slaying of all the remaining
and then,
Jedi.
He also gets shot in the chest.
Did he get lightsabered in the chest?
I think he was shot. Because that's why it was symbolic that
Obi did it.
Pulled
yeah.
out the pistol.
Well, he so he was originally like the leader warrior of his tribe. This is it's still canon, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
And so
because Clone Wars is canon.
Yeah, well, this is a comic book.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so this is a comic book I read about that. I actually haven't watched most of the Clone Wars. I watched the 2D animated one. I haven't seen the 3D ones or Rebels.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he was the lead warrior of this massive war planet, basically.
Kind of like the Covenant.
Yeah, he was basically the Arbiter.
Yeah.
Very much, very similar. And then his people were attacked by these bug creatures.
Yeah.
And they would like feast on them. They were disgusting.
Gross.
So basically what happens is they like lose their planet, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And he's lost in space and like incredibly damaged. And someone from the Sith side, it might be Palpatine even, finds him, his distraught body, like just parts of him, and makes a robot out of him.
Yeah.
And eventually, after like a lot of resilience, he's brainwashed.
Mm-hmm.
So he was originally a good guy.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's force sensitive, is he?
No, he is not.
No, he's not.
That was explained in the movies because he's part droid. But
yeah,
because
what's left of him is like his vital organs and his brain.
Yeah.
And his spooky eyes.
Yeah. And his chest is apparently prime target.
Yep. It's his video game character weakness.
Yeah, it is. Actually, you're not wrong. It's like the everything with eyes in The Legend of Zelda.
Yes. Or just everything with eyes in general.
In general, actually, yeah.
Shark, poke it in the eye. Octopus,
poke
eye.
Poke it in the eye.
Human being,
poke it
decapitate.
In the eyes. So, the Obi-Wan versus Grievous fight, I thought was super cool.
Amazing.
Four
lightsabers versus one.
And then also the little horse lizard puppy that Obi-Wan has that's like... Bruh, bruh.
Insert Godzilla noise. I love that thing.
That thing is so
I wanted
cool.
a
plush of it.
A plush or like a full version of it. Just give me the giant iguana.
Yeah, it was super cool.
Feathery iguana. Amazing.
I thought the noise was super annoying when I was a kid.
I thought it was amazing. It was cool.
Anyway, moving on to episode 4.
I think so.
So
what do you think about the ending of 3, though. The transition into Darth Vader.
I thought it was kind of weird. But I think it just goes back to Hayden Christensen, how I don't like Hayden Christensen. Because his... Oh, hello. There we are, guys.
Mic technique.
Mic technique. I don't really like Hayden Christensen as, like, a whole. And so I thought him transitioning into the Vader suit was kind of weird. He was just like, no.
And he... George Lucas cut that.
Yeah.
Afterwards, because it was so awkward.
Yeah.
No, I'm suddenly a British old black man.
This is weird. But yeah, I wasn't a fan.
I loved the operating table scene where he's got no legs, no arm, and all the droids are like piecing him back together.
He's like force choking all of them.
It's horrendous.
Yeah.
But it's so... That... At the beginning of the battle between Obi-Wan and him, from then on, I think that movie is masterful. Honestly. Before that, it's kind of a romp. Kind of a... Yeah. Just a Star Wars romp.
Yeah.
Great lightsaber fights, good battles, and then Hayden Christensen being him.
Yeah, and then Hayden Christensen being like, why don't you let me on the council, though? They're like, we kind of did, but how about you just calm down for like 10 seconds?
Because Qui-Gon.
Yeah, because Qui-Gon's a freaking
loon. If he was still Qui here, you could do something about it. Let's just let Qui-Gons be Qui-Gons.
Oh my god, that was so good.
Oh my gosh. I did just come up with that. I did not steal that. So.
Oh, that was so good.
It's like Qui-Gons be Qui-Gons.
If you were still Qui here, we wouldn't have this problem. Now would we? Freaking Obi-Wan over here with his blue saber is still walking around.
Have you seen Everything is Half Off at the Mall?
No.
Like M-A-U-L.
What?
Half off, cut in half.
Oh, God.
That's a good one.
That's pretty good.
Funny joke. Funny joke. What else? That's pretty much it. Ewan McGregor in that movie is such a great actor.
Padme's just like, I'm a damsel in distress
fine,
now.
Fine, I guess.
And it's like, you were such an awesome character.
You were taking names in Clone Wars. Yeah,
yeah. I know.
What happened?
She's just like, well, I guess I'm married now. Gotta be sad.
Gotta get my baby on.
It's like, this is weird.
She is not very pregnant.
She's not.
I just realized how not pregnant she is. And suddenly she's got twins. Two twins.
Yeah, I know. It's like, that's not how the baby do.
That was how the baby do. Was that a sea cucumber you posted me
on
Facebook?
That was an Aquanid.
A what?
The Pokemon.
Araquanid?
An Araquanid. That's what it was based on.
I don't think so.
It had a weird bubble head.
Wasn't that the Pukimuku?
No. What was the Araquanid? Because it had a bubble head that like,
well, you know,
used
the,
to
like,
scoop
the...
up babies.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Vomit. Bleh. Bleh. That's about that. That's our official review of the prequels.
I think we should leave it at the prequels and talk about the other ones later.
All right.
Sound good?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. You're sleepy.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm making baby noises.
So, it goes, just the prequels then, it goes Revenge of the Sith, and then Phantom Menace, and then Clone Wars for you.
Yes.
I am Revenge of the Sith, then Clone Wars, and then Phantom Menace. Exclusively because of that tiger thing and the praying mantis thing.
Yeah, that thing, it looks really
God,
awesome.
Those things are cool.
Yep. Agreed. I'm not even like going to disagree with you on that. That looks
sweet. What is your favorite part of the prequels?
My favorite part is definitely Duel of Fates.
Yeah.
Hands down.
That is probably the best part.
Yeah. Like, followed, but not closely.
You underestimate my power.
Or I hate you.
Oh, God.
Oh,
that
was a terrifying scene, but watching it out of context, it is the stupidest line I've ever seen in my life.
That's one of the very, very few times I've cried in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Was that, I loved you, Anakin. You're a brother to me.
Yep.
God.
It is a beautiful scene.
Ewan McGregor.
Absolutely
Ewan
gorgeous.
Ewan McGregor, man.
But if you watch it out of context, him just crawling up the mountain saying, I hate you, was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my life. I'm just like, wow. You really?
You know, they had to edit, like, do a reshoot for Obi-Wan going up and picking up Anakin's lightsaber.
Really?
Because they forgot about it.
Oh, yeah. Because they forgot about...
Because, Ben has it.
Yep.
And so one of the three people that was, like, the continuity people mm-hmm. for Star Wars
yeah.
was like, hey, George...
Hey, George, remember that one time that you kind of based an entire story over this lightsaber?
Off of this one lightsaber. Please don't screw this up.
Don't. Please.
You've already screwed up the
literally everything else.
Yeah, the first 85% of these prequels. Let's do the last 50% right, please.
let's just go.
Yeah, I mean, the prequels are what they are. Revenge of the Sith is fun.
I actually like the prequels, but that's just because...
Except from the Clone Wars.
Yeah, except for the Clone Wars.
And, like, half Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
So you like...
Half of the prequels.
You know, people are like, hey, are you a big Star Wars fan? I'm like, not really. And they're like, how could you not be a big Star Wars fan? I was like, listen, I love Obi-Wan. I love lightsabers. I love most of the creatures. I like the Force. I love Yoda. I like Mace Windu literally just being Samuel Jackson with a purple lightsaber. Like, there's nothing different about that man.
Do you know
man.
Why he did that?
Because he was like, listen, George, I'm not going to be in your movie unless I have a purple lightsaber so me and my kids can see where I am on screen
exactly.
at all times.
It's so good.
Genius! Like, absolutely. That is genius.
What a freaking boss. He's like, say what again?
Isn't that genius?
Yeah, it's
holy
so good.
Crap, that's smart.
Yeah.
Also,
good old Sammy.
Purple.
Purple.
What a color.
You know, yeah, he's just
not yellow or like white.
He's just got to do what he's got to do.
Purple.
Well, they made it canon by saying that he was the closest to the dark side, the light side of the Force would allow him to be. So his was a mixture of red and blue.
And the reason they had to do that is because Samuel Jackson disregarded the script.
He was like,
I'm going to kill Palpatine right now. Who's going to stop me? Palpatine hit him like 5 times with like the stick saber. And he's like, mm-mm.
You're going to force choke me out the window and it'll be fine.
Madison, if you are listening, which you're not.
Madison. Again,
that is
shout out to Madison
because she's awesome. She said Mace just got thrown out the window during that scene. Like,
gold 10 out of 10 would window again.
That is better than Qui here.
So good.
It's not quite as fresh though, is it?
No,
it's have
not.
You heard the theory that Palpatine let Mace Windu do that?
Yeah, that's, I think that's not even a theory, I think that's real. He definitely played him like a puppet.
And let him, like, attack him and get him so close. And because mm-hmm. he knew that Anakin would do that.
He knew that that was the only thing that would tip Anakin's scales.
Hmm.
Is killing one of the masters.
Yeah.
And so he had to put him in that position.
Yeah. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What was I just saying? I'm not the biggest Star Wars fan because I think they have three and a half decent movies.
Fair.
Out of 7. Not including okay. Rogue One, which I've heard is great. However, everyone said that Phantom Menace was great as well.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's true. I think you're going to like Rogue One because I think it's a little bit more blaster oriented.
Yeah. Also, I think I'm going to like that big droid.
Yeah.
Apparently, K2? He has no filter.
K2SO?
Yeah.
It is K2, right?
I have no clue. So. I thought K2... Something. K2SO, maybe. Also, I love Donnie Yen.
Yeah.
One of my favorite male actors of all time.
Yeah.
And he apparently kicks booty in it.
I'm looking forward to it.
I've avoided so much spoilers, so
me too.
I'm excited to see it. Let's go say it this week.
Hey, let's do it.
All right. Well, you know where to find us. Boom. You can boom. You can email us at thebslpodcast@gmail.com.
Do it.
You can find you're my hype man.
Yeah.
You can find us at Bite Sized Lemons on Podomatic, iTunes, Kabang, Facebook, and Twitter.
Everybody
and
get YouTube. Hype.
Everybody get pumped.
Everybody, just send in those emails.
Honestly, send in emails. We love emails.
I love them.
We've got like 5 ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think 3 of them were from Alex Herity.
Yeah.
Good old Alex.
We need to do a Harry Potter episode.
We need to guest star Alex and Cody on this show.
All right. I do not have 4 mics.
That's fine.
This is the only issue.
You and I will share and they will share.
Me and Cody will share.
All right. Fair enough.
All John, right, guys. Thanks
you
for
have a good night.
I was about to say, John, thanks for listening.
Hey, thanks for listening, Jack.
This is going to come out soon. And then we're going to do our
Christmas episode,
which is going to be by the fire.
Which is actually going to be after Christmas.
It's going to be Boxing Day episode.
But yeah, I'll be fine.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Good old 10 out of 10 Box Day. Just a bunch of people just left hook, right hook, bam, uppercut. Boxing Day.
Dang it. Hit one lead day. I'm going to have beautiful dreams of Ewan McGregor.
Please.
I will. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Let's high five. Insert Godzilla noise now.